News in brief at Press TV, U.S. media projections show Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump win big on Super Tuesday primaries. The crucial day will, to a large extent, determine the presidential nominees for both parties. The U.S. voters will choose a successor to President Barack Obama on November the 8th. The U.S. Defense Secretary has warned China against what it calls the militarization of the disputed South China Sea. Ash Carter said such a move will have, quote, specific consequences. The U.S. and some regional states are angry over China's deployment of missiles to the Nansha Islands in the South China Sea. U.N. Special Envoy for Syria says talks between the Syrian government and the opposition have been postponed to March the 9th. Stefan de Mistura said the delay is for logistic and technical reasons and also for the ceasefire to better settle down. The Syrian government says a group of international reporters covering the implementation of the truce in Latakia province come under martyr attack by terrorists. 8 shells were reportedly fired from Idlib province close to the border with Turkey. The leader of Lebanon's Hezbollah movement has slammed the Arab world's silence on the daily massacre of Yemenis in Saudi Arabia's airstrikes. Said Hassan Nasrallah has warned that failure to act against Riyadh will legitimize any war in the Arab and Muslim world. The UN Refugee Agency has warned that the refugee crisis in Europe is fast turning into a humanitarian disaster. The UNHCR says the rapid buildup of refugees in Greece is leading to shortages of food, shelter, and sanitation. The body has called on the European Union to relocate the stranded asylum seekers. A landmark hearing begins in Germany's top court to ban a far-right neo-Nazi political party. The case before the Federal Constitutional Court argues that the anti-refugee National Democratic Party, NPD, is a threat. The hearing comes as refugees influx into Germany has led to a sharp surge in hate crimes. New evidence emerges implicating Vatican's finance chief in the cover-up of a child sex abuse case by priests during his tenure. Police have also accused George Pell of committing multiple offenses when he was a priest in the Australian city of Ballarat. The high-ranking priest has categorically dismissed all allegations.